Amen. Hallelujah. Praises be to the Most High God. Today we're going to be reading Psalm 46. And the Word of God reads, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city. It cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos, and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders, and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's army is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Come see the glorious works of the Lord. See how he brings destruction upon the world. He causes wars to end, and throughout the earth, he breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's army is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Amen. Hallelujah. Praises be to the Most High God. What a glorious psalm here we see. I love the way the psalmist comes out swinging. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. Amen. That's very powerful. Just dissecting that very first verse, that he is our refuge and our strength. He is our refuge and our strength, and he's always ready to help in times of trouble. Amen. So oftentimes that we feel perplexed, we feel, you know, as we've been struck down by circumstances, situations that uprise, but we need to focus and look to God. You know, as we see here throughout this entire psalm, we see the psalmist that he is confident in God, that regardless of everything all around, he remains trusting in the Lord. Amen. You know, we see here, he goes, you know, let the earthquakes come. Let the mountains crumble. Let everything around me, you know, fall apart. But I'm still going to put my trust in God. I'm still going to rely on him because I know that the Lord hears me. The Lord hears my prayers. I know that God delivers me from out of the hand of the enemy. Amen. And that he continues to guide my life. Amen. This is the things that we need to do, God's people. Trust in the Lord. Be confident in God that no matter whatever circumstances, no matter the whole world is falling apart all around you, you know what? God's going to pull me through this. God is going to make a way. God is not going to allow circumstance or even my enemies to be triumphant over me. Why? Because the King that I serve, amen? Praise be to the Most High God. God is good. So let us rejoice, as we see here within these scriptures, that the psalmist is rejoicing. Amen. I like verse 4. It says, a river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. Amen. Praise be the Most High God. So let us do that, God's people. Let's push forward and persevere regardless of the circumstances that surround us. But let us be confident in God, knowing that, hey, you know what? God is going to sustain me. God is always ready to help me in times of trouble. This has been Chaplain Garza, Street Evangelist.